All right, everybody needs to be talking about this, and like right now, check this out.
And what it looks to me like, Trump and Musk are implementing the control grid at high speed.
Yep.
What you have to say is, okay, to do a control grid, we need a digital ID implemented that's very high quality, high precise. Check the box. We need an all digital financial system. Check the box. You know, we need a way of doing interoperable money. Check the box. If you look at what Doge is doing, we need a social credit system. Check the box.
These are all things the Trump administration is actively working towards, either behind the scenes or openly.
Wait, what do you mean by that? What Doge is doing?
Danny, they've been aggregating this kind of data. I used to call it the data beast. So they've been aggregating this kind of powerful data since the 90s. So I don't think this is all new. So, for example, you
IRS data, healthcare data,
financial, internet data,
all and combining it all together into one system combined with AI.
It's interesting because Musk was out raising capital for XAI and had a deal with Palantir AI at the same time. And my guess, you know,
Palantir has an AI?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Well, according to published reports, XAI and Palantir had made a partnership and when Musk was sucking all this data out.
Okay, a lot of important stuff has been said, but that piece is uniquely important, and we will dig more into that later on in the video. We'll go deeper on all of this throughout this video. We will surgically make sure we break down what's going on. But remember, Elon Musk and XAI, which is his AI company with X, they had a partnership with Palantir while Elon was actively siphoning data out of the Social Security Administration, out of all of these different institutions that he had access to. Just remember that piece, and we'll continue with Catherine here.
And my guess is that data is, you know, they sucked it into the AI on the just do it method. So if I wanted to stop fraud in the U.S. government, I would say there's $20 trillion missing from DOD. There's $1 trillion missing from HUD. I'm going to go in, figure out where it went, get it back.
Right.
That's not what they did. If you said to me, I want to build a social credit system that can be used to enforce control against the American people and basically lock them down with both enforcement and social credit, I would go get the Social Security data, the IRS data, and the Treasury payment data. And that's exactly what they did.
That is exactly what they did, all under the guise of making the government more efficient. And you know, for this video, I'm going to put aside Doge's complete and abject failure as a department. They did not slash the $2 trillion they promised. They did not hit $1 trillion. I don't even think they slashed $100 billion. There are reports that they have maybe slashed $55 billion, and even that could be riddled with errors to make it lower. We're going to put aside the absolute incoherence of Doge as an entity, and I want to talk about the surveillance system that the Trump admin is actively trying to create. Listen to this. Palantir, owned by Peter Thiel, is now collecting sensitive personal and financial data on American citizens to create detailed profiles for the government. Thiel once wrote, quote, "Freedom and democracy may not be compatible, and capitalism and authoritarianism are. Do you get it yet?" And we will continue to break it down throughout this video. Very quickly, a quick moment of gratitude. I appreciate every person who spends even a second with me every single day. It means more than you know, and you can join the crew by becoming a subscriber below. One person said, "You've earned my sub, Adam. Keep telling the truth." And that's the comment of the day. Okay, to go back to this Palantir story. I want to talk about how the Trump admin has tapped Palantir to compile data on Americans and how Elon Musk is trying to hide that, but check out this interview clip of him straight up lying and claiming that they didn't stop anyone from getting a social security check.
What was saying to happen was that, like, it's a bit unfair because, like, Doge became the whipping boy for everything. So if there was some cut, real or imagined, everyone would blame Doge. I've had people think that, like, somehow Doge is going to stop them from getting their social security check, which is completely untrue.
It is not completely untrue. This has happened. The reason I'm talking about this is because while Elon Musk and his squad had access to the Social Security Administration systems, they blocked multiple people from getting Social Security. This 82-year-old man was declared dead. A federal judge has blocked the Department of Government Efficiency from accessing some sensitive Social Security data. The temporary restraining order requires Doge to delete any personally identifiable information they've already received. I highly doubt they followed this court order. As a part of all of the chaos, an 82-year-old man in Seattle was mistakenly declared dead and taken off Social Security. He's living and breathing, but 82-year-old Ned Johnson was declared dead, and he lost everything temporarily, and it took him a while to get it back. So this was the immediate short-term result of Elon Musk getting access to all this data. But what are the long-term consequences of the richest man in the world, along with Peter Thiel and Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, creating a digital cage for the American people? Well, let's read this right here. The Trump admin has expanded Palantir's work with the government, spreading the company's technology, which could easily merge data on Americans throughout agencies. It's terrifying. Trump's executive order this March sounded harmless enough, just a bureaucratic push to streamline government data sharing, but behind the scenes, it actually authorized something much more nefarious. Elon Musk and other government officials are now creating a master list. It is a total fusion of all of your IRS filings, your Social Security info, your health records, your bank account data, your immigration status, your student loans, your online consumer habits. Need I go on? This all was signed in a hidden executive order that many people missed, and now all of that data is being handed over to Palantir. This sounds like I'm making up a conspiracy theory. I am not. This reads, in March, Mr. Trump signed an executive order calling for the federal government to share data across agencies, raising questions over whether he might compile a master list. Mr. Trump has not publicly talked about the effort since, but behind the scenes, officials have quietly put technological building blocks into place to enable his plan, to enable the exact plan that we don't want to happen. The Trump admin has expanded Palantir's work across the federal government and across agencies. The company has received more than $113 million in federal government spending since Trump took office, according to public records. Creating detailed portraits of Americans based on government data is not just a pipe dream. The Trump admin has already sought access to hundreds of data points on citizens and others through government databases, including their bank account numbers, the amount of their student debt, their medical claims, and any disability status. Mr. Trump could essentially, potentially use potential information to advance his political agenda by policing immigrants and punishing critics, Democratic lawmakers and critics have said. Privacy advocates, student unions, and labor rights organizations have filed lawsuits to block data access. And the thing is, we need to be messaging about this. We need to be telling the American people the Trump admin is trying to get access to your data to use it for nefarious reasons and push their own goals. The thing is, many people might not care. A lot of people seem apathetic towards the Trump admin's end goals, no matter how nefarious. And the thing is, once the economy starts to do bad, if the economy starts to do bad, which seems inevitable at this point, if it starts to crater, people will then begin to hyper-focus on all of the corruption this administration has brought. They'll start to know more about this master list. They'll start to hear more about the jet from Qatar, about Trump's failure to end any wars. They'll really start to realize that. And just to back up, I just want to summarize really quickly. Palantir did not magically start doing this. This was orchestrated by Doge, Elon Musk, and Peter Thiel. So I'm going to leave it there. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe for more information. I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.